CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said that China stands ready to work with South Korea to bring bilateral ties back to the normal track. Xi Jinping made the remarks while meeting with Lee Hae-chun, special envoy of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He says China would like to work with South Korea to safeguard the hard-won achievements of bilateral ties. The Chinese president also calls on both sides to consolidate the mutual political trust and properly handle divergences on the basis of mutual understanding and mutual respect. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi also held a separate meeting with the South Korean envoy. China and the Philippines have held their first bilateral consultation on the South China Sea. The meeting is co-chaired by Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Liu Jianmin and Philippine Ambassador to China Jose Santa Romana. The maritime consultation mechanism between China and the Philippines was established last January. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has said that the meeting aims to establish an institutional platform for dialogues on the South China Sea issues in accordance with consensus reached between the two countries' leaders last October. The central banks of China and New Zealand say they will renew a reciprocal currency arrangement. The deal will help support the settlement of bilateral cross-border transactions. The size of the swap facility is 25 billion yuan, or some 3.6 billion U.S. dollars. The swap line was first agreed by the People's Bank of China and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand in 2011 to promote bilateral trade and direct investment. Japan's cabinet has approved a bill that will allow Emperor Akihito to step down. In rare public remarks last year, the 83-year-old emperor said he feared age might make it hard for him to fulfill his duties. Abdication is not possible under current law, and the last time an emperor stepped down was in 1817. The bill will be sent to Parliament, where lawmakers are aiming to pass it before the current session ends next month. Iran's presidential election has begun. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has cast his vote in the ballot box. He also urges the Iranians to go to the polling stations at the earliest time, as the election is important in the Islamic Republic. The Syrian army has confirmed reports about a U.S.-led airstrike on its military convoy. The strike is set to target one of Syria's military positions in the desert near the Iraqi borders. Casualties and material losses are reportedly in the attack. New stats show the Chinese mainland's trade with Hong Kong totaled nearly 60 billion U.S. dollars in the first quarter of 2017. The figure is down 2.5% year-on-year. Hong Kong is the mainland's sixth largest trade partner and fourth largest export market. Commerce officials say the mainland approved over 2,900 Hong Kong-invested projects from January to March this year, with the actual use of Hong Kong capital reaching some 23 billion U.S. dollars. 381 students have been hospitalized in northeast China from a waterborne bacterial infection. Students from a private school in the city of Fuyu in Jilin began showing symptoms, including vomiting, diarrhea, and fever on Tuesday night. A form of norovirus has since been detected. Though not normally lethal, noroviruses can incapacitate victims for days. A number of students have since been released from hospital. Water has since been turned off at the boarding school, which is home to around 8,000 students. U.S. Department of Defense has showcased more than 80 exhibits of technical innovation, which Pentagon officials say will help change games. The exhibits are developed by some 60 military research centers. They include nanosatellites, robotic vehicles, as well as real guns and laser weapons. Officials say the Pentagon's technological advantage helps maintain U.S. long-term technological superiority. German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says he is shocked amid allegations the Berlin state government attempted to cover up potential missteps connected to the deadly attack on Berlin's Christmas market this past year. De Maizière is demanding a thorough and transparent explanation. A leading Berlin state official has revealed that the man responsible for killing 12 and injuring over 50 others after driving a transport truck through a crowd at a popular market in the German capital could have been behind bars before the attack on other charges. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.